This is WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio. Hear us at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. The guitar duo of Larry Carlton and Paul Brown get us started with Miles and Miles to Go. FM and WCWP.org. Every song in this segment is from 2021, and that was Dan Siegel with Curves Ahead from Faraway Place, 30 years after the Rippingtons, who we'll hear in the next segment, released an album bearing that name. Dan played piano and keyboards on his composition, with Alan Hines on guitar, Dwayne Smitty Smith on bass, Omari Williams on drums, percussion by Lenny Castro, and the horn section of Lee Thornburg on trumpet and trombone, and Eric Marienthal on alto sax. We'll hear him in the next segment on soprano. Before that, Larry Carlton and Paul Brown with Miles and Miles to Go from Soul Searchin'. Miles and Miles to Go is a spiritual sequel to Larry's Smiles and Smiles to Go back in 1986. Miles and Miles was written by Larry, Paul, and Mark Carter, who didn't play. Larry and Paul were on lead guitar, Greg Karukas on synth strings, Gordon Campbell on drums, percussion again by Lenny Castro, and Shane Theriault, the song's arranger, on keyboards, rhythm guitar, and bass. Shane is a solo artist himself, going by the name Theriault, Terry-O. The third 2021 song this segment is by the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio, DLO3. The title is Girly Face. Girly Face. Vincent Ingala with Riding the Wave, a wave that closed out this all 2021 segment on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Riding the Wave is on Vincent's Fire and Desire album. Vincent played everything on Riding the Wave and wrote the song. Among his instruments were tenor sax, guitar, keyboards, and drum programming. Before that, the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio, DLO3 for short, with Delvon's composition Girly Face from I Told You So. Delvon was on organ, Jimmy James on guitar, and Grant Schroff on drums. We'll go back to 1986 with the Rippingtons next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Good afternoon, WCWP.
On 88.1 FM, LIU Public Radio.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
From the Rippingtons' 1986 debut release, Moonlighting, this is She Likes to Watch, or Listen in this case.
Hi, this is David Benoit, pianist, conductor, and host on KJAZZ 88.1. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on another 88.1 WCWP.
And the David Benoit song we heard was Del Sasser from Freedom at Midnight in 1987. Del Sasser was written 27 years earlier by bassist Sam Jones for the Cannonball Adderley Quintet, which he was a part of, and their Them Dirty Blues record. David led a quartet on piano, Sam Riney on alto sax, John Patitucci on upright and acoustic bass, there's a difference, and Tony Morales on drums. Tony also played drums on the song before that, She Likes to Watch by the Rippingtons from Moonlighting, their debut album, in 1986. Funny story, I led off a 2003 Mike Shimeri show with that song, and desperate to come up with a segue, I said, She Likes to Watch, and you like to listen. I had forgotten I even said it, but Joe Manfredi brought it up at the station dinner a year later. As for the personnel on She Likes to Watch, Russ Freeman, the composer, was on guitar and guitar synth. Greg Kourakos, heard earlier with Larry Carlton and Paul Brown, on keyboards. Bill Lanfear on electric bass. The aforementioned Tony Morales on drums. Percussion by Steve Reed. And featured on soprano sax, Kenny G. This song features John Patitucci on electric bass. Moonwalk by Future Rippington's member, Eric Marienthal. Eric Marienthal on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Moonwalk from Round Trip, his sophomore offering in 1989. Moonwalk was written by Eric's Chick Corea electric band mate, John Patitucci, heard on upright and acoustic bass with David Benoit, but on electric here. Eric was on soprano sax, Carlos Rios, an alum of the electric band, on guitar. Dave Weckl, still in the electric band with Eric and John in 1989, on drums, and the keyboarding duo of David Witham and Mitchell Foreman. Mitch was in the band Metro with Chuck Loeb, who leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Hey, it's Jamie. I'll be hosting the rock show Sunday nights, 10 p.m. to midnight on WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Belly up to the beachfront bar with Chiringuito by Chuck Loeb. See, that's what a chiringuito is.
Hi, this is Ken Navarro, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
We'll get to Ken in about a minute, but that was Ahmad Jamal with Monty Alexander's You Can See. Again, radio, so you can hear. From In Search of Momentum in 2003, like Delvon Lamar, Ahmad led a trio. But this was a piano trio. Ahmad was the one on piano, Jim Kamak on acoustic bass, which may have been upright, and Idris Muhammad on drums. Before that, Chuck Loeb with Chiringuito, a small informal bar or open-air restaurant, usually along a beach. From Listen, that's more like it, in 1999. Chiringuito is misspelled in the album track listing, missing the U. Chuck was on guitar, Jay Bekenstein of Spyro Gyra on alto sax, Mike Ricciuti on keyboards, Will Lee on electric bass that almost sounded acoustic, Wolfgang Hafner on drums, David Charles with percussion, Carmen Cuesta, Chuck's wife, with vocals, and Howard T. Howard on French horn. Howard is an adjunct associate professor of French horn at Brooklyn College. Taking us into hour two, Ken Navarro on guitar with My Lucky Stars. That rhymes.
This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. On the air, 88.1 FM. Online, WCWP.org. And on the go, the WCWP app.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Hour one ended with My Lucky Stars by Ken Navarro from When Night Calls in 1996. Ken wrote My Lucky Stars and played electric guitar, along with any keyboards not played by Jay Rowe, who was also on piano. Rounding out the quartet, the Granger Brothers, Gary on bass, also electric, and Greg on drums. Gary and Greg are part of Acoustic Alchemy's U.S. touring band. That's another guitar-led group. Hour two begins with three 2021 songs and one from 2020. The first of the three from this year is Beatnik by another guitarist, Ray Oviedo.
Savvy, this is Big Dan Ingram. Whenever I'm on the Merriweather campus and my bosses in New York don't know about it, I always listen to WCWP at 88.1 in Brookville, New York. Love it.
Well, thanks, Kimo Sabe. And in case you couldn't tell, that was Catch the Wind by Herb Alpert, the title track to his 2021 release. That was a collective collaboration written by all the players. Herb on trumpet and vocals with his wife Lonnie Hall. They sang the title, as you heard, Catch the Wind, Catch the Wind. The rest of the players that wrote the song, Andre De Santana with three N's on bass and Brian Velasco on guitar, keyboards, and drum programming. Before that, Ray Oviedo played guitar and keyboards on his solo composition, Beatnik, from Latin Jazz Project Volume 2, also in 2021. Besides Ray, Bob Mintzer was featured on tenor sax, Mike Olmos on flugelhorn, different from trumpet, Pate on bass, Billy Johnson on drums and percussion by Peter Michael Escovedo. Ray played electric guitar on Beatnik, while Lawson Rollins plays acoustic and nylon string guitars on Full Sail. Not affiliated with the university. Full Sail. Adam Hawley on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Risin' Up, the title track to his 2021 release. Adam wrote said title track by himself, unlike Herb Alpert's title track, but like Ray Oviedo, and played electric guitars and keyboards, like Ray Oviedo. Carnell Harrell played additional keyboards, Mel Brown, no relation to Paul, on bass, Eric Valentine on drums, and percussion by Ramon Islas. Before that, another guitarist, Lawson Rollins, with his composition by himself, Full Sail from True North, a sailing-themed album in 2020. Unlike Adam, Lawson played acoustic and nylon string guitars, but like Adam, he also played keyboards with Stephen Duros on additional keyboards, Dan Fursley on bass, and Dave Bryant on drums and percussion. We had Herb Alpert on trumpet this segment, and trumpeter Cindy Bradley leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Do the playlists from the music streaming services leave you cold?
And WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, Cindy Bradley with Deja Blue. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Chiellini Minucci and Special Effects with Crazy Eights from Genesis in 2013, known as Mega Drive outside of North America. That's just a Sega joke. It's Genesis everywhere. Chiellini wrote Crazy Eights and played guitars and, like Ken Navarro, any keyboards not played by J. Rowe. David Mann was on tenor sax, Jerry Brooks on bass, and Omar Hakim on drums. Before that, Cindy Bradley with Deja Blue, the sensation you're playing blues you've played before. Also a joke, from Unscripted in 2011. Cindy wrote Deja Blue with Michael Broning. Cindy was on trumpet and trombone, like Lee Thornburg with Dan Siegel last hour, and Michael played piano, keyboards, and drum programming. They were joined by Tim Veder on tenor and baritone sax, soloing on tenor like David Mann, Freddie Fox on guitar, and Ernie Donadell, not Deladon, on bass. More tenor sax and trumpet can be found on this next song, the first of two from 2015, Nocturnal by Lisa Hilton. just when it was getting interesting. The Jeff Lorber Fusion on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Mustang from Step It Up in 2015, 30 years removed from Jeff's solo album, Step by Step. Jeff played piano, keyboards, and guitar on his composition with Paul Jackson Jr., also on guitar, Jimmy Haslip on bass, Vinnie Colaiuta on drums, Lenny Castro a third time tonight on Just Congas. David Mann heard earlier this segment with special effects as the one-man horn section and featured on tenor sax, just as he was with Ray Oviedo, Bob Mintzer. Jimmy Haslip was Bob Mintzer's bandmate in Yellowjackets for about 20 years. Dane Alderson plays bass for them these days. Before that, also in 2015, Lisa Hilton with Nocturnal from Horizons. Like Jeff and many others tonight, Lisa was the sole composer, playing piano with J.D. Allen on tenor sax, Sean Jones on trumpet, Greg August on acoustic bass, Jimmy Haslip was on electric, and Rudy Royston on drums. Chris Standring plays Cole Porter next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead.
Fridays from 9 to noon on LIU Public Radio.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here's Chris Standring with the Cole Porter composition for the 1932 musical Gay Divorce, Night and Day.
Hi, this is saxophonist and bassist Gerald Albright, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Gerald will turn out the lights on our show, but that was a pair of 2021 songs. The second of the two was Looking Ahead by Bill Heller, another member of the Rippingtons, from Passage. All songs on Passage, except for Clair de Lune, were written by Bill. On Looking Ahead, he played piano, keyboards, and synth strings, like Greg Kourakos. Mike Hall, no relation to Lonnie, played acoustic bass, Frank Bellucci on drums, percussion by Ronnie Gutierrez, and featured on flute, Paula Atherton. Before that, Chris Standring with Cole Porter's Night and Day from Wonderful World. Chris was on guitar, Chuck Berghofer also on acoustic bass, and Peter Erskine on drums. There was a real orchestra on Night and Day, arranged and conducted by Jeff Gascoigne. Finally tonight, Gerald Albright, playing saxophones led by alto and electric bass on a cover of Crazy by Gnarls Barkley, and that's Crazy without the eights, off his G-Stream EP in 2020. Backing up Gerald is Chris Big Dog Davis on keyboards, Rick Watford on guitar, James J. Rob Roberson on drums, and Corey Baker on vocoder, something Bill Heller knows from. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Gerald Albright's cover of Crazy takes us out. So long.